Today, we are going to take a closer look at David Manck's stunning painting Wambara. As we analyze this artwork, we will explore the visual elements and principles of design that come together to create its impactful composition. Let's start by closely observing the painting, taking note of all the visual components without jumping into interpretations just yet. In Wambara, you'll notice a beautiful coastal landscape characterized by a sweeping view of the ocean meeting the land. The first thing that catches the eye is the dynamic interplay of colors. The artist employs a rich palette dominated by blues, greens, and earth tones, creating a sense of depth and tranquility. The varying shades of blue not only represent the ocean and sky, but also evoke a feeling of calmness and serenity. Meanwhile, darker greens and browns in the foreground add a sense of grounding to the scene. Now, as we analyze the specific elements of art, let's begin with line. The lines in this painting are primarily organic, with gentle curves that mimic the natural contours of the coastline and the rolling hills. The trees in the foreground have jagged, irregular lines that contrast with the smooth, flowing lines of the beach and ocean. These lines guide the viewer's eye across the canvas, inviting them to explore the landscape. You might find yourself tracing the outline of the coastline, moving from the forested area down to the sandy shore. Next, let's consider shape. In Wambara, there's a mix of both geometric and organic shapes. The cliffs and the horizon create a clear horizontal line, while the trees introduce vertical shapes that add height and depth. The arrangement of these shapes enhances the composition, as the organic forms of the trees contrast beautifully with the geometric nature of the land and sea. This interaction creates a harmonious balance within the artwork. Now, let's dive into color. The color palette is one of the most striking aspects of this painting. The dominant blues evoke feelings of tranquility and peace, while the greens of the trees suggest vitality and growth. The artist uses analogous colors, those that are next to each other on the color wheel, creating a soothing effect. Additionally, the contrast between the deep colors of the forest and the lighter hues of the beach draws attention to the shoreline, making it a focal point of the composition. How do you feel when you look at these colors together? Texture also plays a significant role in Wambara. The brush strokes are visible and create a sense of depth and movement, giving the painting a tactile quality. The rough texture of the trees contrasts with the smoothness of the water, enhancing the overall visual experience. This texture adds layers to the artwork, inviting viewers to not only see, but almost feel the landscape. Space is another crucial element in this piece. The artist effectively uses both positive and negative space to create a sense of depth. The trees create a strong positive space in the foreground, while the expansive ocean and sky occupy the negative space, allowing the viewer to breathe within the composition. The overlapping of the trees and the coastline adds complexity, leading to a layered visual experience. Now that we've identified these elements, let's shift our focus to the principles of design. First off, we can see that the artwork exhibits asymmetrical balance. The dense forest on one side contrasts with the open space of the beach and ocean on the other, creating an engaging tension. This balance encourages the viewer to explore the entire canvas rather than fixating on one area. Next, harmony is evident throughout the piece. The recurring colors of blues and greens unify the composition, creating a sense of cohesiveness that ties all the elements together. This unity enhances the overall emotional impact of the artwork, making it feel like a complete expression of its subject. Contrast is also a key principle in Wambara. The stark differences between light and dark areas, as well as rough and smooth textures, add visual interest and emphasize certain features, such as the shoreline. This contrast draws the viewer's attention and creates focal points within the piece. Speaking of focal points, the beach serves as the primary emphasis in this artwork. The lighter colors and smooth lines of the shoreline naturally attract the eye, guiding the viewer to the point where land meets sea. The arrangement of elements leads the viewer's gaze along the coastline, creating a sense of movement throughout the painting. Finally, let's consider scale and proportion. The trees in the foreground appear larger than the distant cliffs and ocean, creating a sense of depth and drawing the viewer into the scene. This exaggeration enhances the immersive quality of the landscape, making it feel expansive and inviting. In synthesizing these elements and principles, we can see how they interact to convey meaning and emotion. The combination of organic lines, harmonious colors, and balanced composition evokes a sense of peace and connection to nature. Manck's painting invites viewers to reflect on the beauty of coastal landscapes and our relationship with the environment.